Living in the middle. Living in the middle. Hi, you are here at Journey HBBA. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this heart journey. Living in the middle. You know, these words for this heart pack a punch. Living in the middle represents, in this share, the space and time occupied current day. And all those whom I carry on my heart. I consider my sons on one side, you know, young men. They're making their own way in this world. You know, and that comes with a lot of concerns. Recognizing they're no longer young boys that I can hold their hand, protect, and look out for. The world they travel in sees them as young men. And that comes with how others approach them or confront them. And the other side is my parents. You know, they're in the senior season of their life. That senior season of their life. And to me, it's the same in many ways as my sons. Being their age and the vulnerability of their travels in this world. And with that, my brother, in his own right, but still my baby brother in my eyes, also traveling his own journey, being alert and aware of the world that he confronts as a man. And there's many on my heart list, many, many on my heart list, a village of family, friends who are also family, considering my own time, my own space, my own travel. Living in the middle. My faith walk allows me to trust God in many ways. It allows a relationship with the intent to grow with my Creator. And even in that, you know, trusting wholehearted for God's covering over all that is precious in my life, there are still the thoughts that knock, that try to invade my security, that try to steal my joy. And many times that includes by the road travel, by what has already happened along the journey. You know, by what is seen around the world in which we live. The faith walk, at least for this heart, knows a God who has, a God who can, and a heart of faith who knows he will by his plan and by his purpose. And in sharing this area, I'm hearing, you know, his ways are not my ways. His thoughts are not my thoughts. We don't reside in the same arena. And why he loves me, and I know that to be true by the things that I experience every day. And I can give stories of things that he's covered me in and really no words. But it's his will, it's his plan, it's his purpose. So it's still a faith walk, you know, fighting thoughts that try to overwhelm, that try to steal the security of that faith. Living in the middle, recognizing just how much control that I do not have. That vulnerability of living in that middle. Many times, in many places and spaces that I occupy, I listen. I just listen. I observe. And the share for today is I consider the pettiness, I consider the confusion, I consider the drama. And in those moments, I wonder, does these hearts recognize that life changes? That no one promised us that tomorrow will look the same as today. And I really believe that most live as if there was an opportunity. There will be some time down the road to say, I'm sorry. There will be an opportunity to fix it tomorrow. There will be an appointment with the time to depart that allows us to handle things before we go. But this is one of my many whys. This is one of my many whys that I exercise in gratitude. My intent is to take the reins of a new day given. To me, that's a gift. No one promised it to me. So to awaken to a new day is a gift. And I work daily at not taking that for granted. Not always easy. I don't always make the mark. But you know, it's the heart intent, it's the focus to enter a space with peace within that radiates outward into a room. Peace within that radiates outward into a room. This heart has today, it has right now, it has me sharing this with you. And for that reason alone, I'm very grateful. And I want love to radiate wherever my heart travels. You know, radiate with a smile, radiate by sharing laughter, radiate by offering peaceful silence, extending encouraging words, when and if applicable. You know, that stuff that plants genuine seeds, genuine heart seeds. And to me, a seed always has the potential to grow, any seed that we plant. That's why it's important to say, what are we planting? But a seed has the potential to grow upward and outward. And the hearts that receive the harvest from those seeds, they offer an opportunity to plant more seeds, to do your part, to offer an opportunity to pay it forward, to pay it forward. Gratitude allows an opportunity to infect other hearts around us. Gratitude allows an opportunity. You know, it's not really by our words, it's just by our actions. There are someone somewhere always observing. It's always an observation. And to be grateful, to share kind words, it matters. It matters in making gratitude contagious. Thank you, my dear friend, for listening. Thank you. You are a villager. As you know, you come once, you're a visitor, you come again, you are a villager. And so I want to just say thank you for sharing this heart journey. You've been doing it for a long time. It brings such fulfillment. And I want more days and more hours. And I ask God all the time, like, allow me to have a long life doing just what this is, sharing the gift of gratitude, living in the middle, living in the middle. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing this time together. Hugs from my heart to yours, Yvette Danielle. And you know, and as a reminder, I am making gratitude contagious. Is always, always the intent. Take care.